Hey, Mr. Valentine. Can we talk about... I think I'm screwing up on talking about Shakespeare's choices, and I'm just talking about the content of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you talk me through some of your annotations that you've made and tell me some of your thinking.
So, I'm liking Lady Macduff. I'm liking what she's saying. She's like, hey, Ross, my husband's just terrible. You think he's really wise. My husband isn't. And so I like that idea. But I'm struggling to say, like, is it Shakespeare's choice to give Lady Macduff, to characterize Lady Macduff as angry at her husband, or to give her the dialogue with which to, I don't know how to say it. How do you say it?
You tell me first of all, like, what are we talking, are we really focusing on Lady Macduff, or are we focusing on Macduff and how he's characterized?
I think we have to talk about fatherhood, so Macduff and how he's characterized.
Okay, and yet he's not here.
So I need to talk about, the dramatic convention of offstage characterization.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. And so you've got that we're characterizing someone who's offstage. It's being done through the dialogue we're seeing here. Which of these moments do you think stand out to you, especially in what Lady Macduff's saying, that kind of really draw out for you that idea of fatherhood and characterizing this offstage Macduff was?
So the rhetorical question at the beginning, she's just biting and angry, mocking, in fact, to Ross. She then has a list, wife, babes, mansion, his titles. And so I think that listing of all that he's left helps us get to what he is abandoning. I think really this image of the wren versus the owl, so the larger metaphor of is comparing Macduff to a wren and saying, actually, you are not this. And a wren protects their kin, even though the owl will come and try to kill him. And so I think that image is vital to this whole scene. And then I really like the paradox at the end. Fatherless. Father he is, and yet he's fatherless.
Okay.
Which is, I think I need to kind of unpack a bit more.
Okay. All right. So you got three or four at least, right? Really solid choices. You already got, you've got offstage, you've got rhetorical question, you've got the metaphor that you think is central to this comparison, you've got the paradox at the end. Do you feel all of them connect well enough back to the, your central idea of fatherhood?
Yeah, I do. In that one, I'm struggling though with Ross.
Okay.
Because he's not talking about fatherhood, he's talking about Macduff as a character. So he's characterizing Macduff as all these wonderful things, but it's not about my global issue.
Okay. All right. So what is it that you think that Ross, what he's talking about, these ideas of just Macduff in general, not necessarily as a father, how do they connect to something that's important do you think, you know, to the text as a whole?
Well, I mean, he saves the entire play. So isn't that part of being a father is making a tough choice and having the wisdom, as Ross has been saying, to leave for a greater good. So I guess I can connect it that way.
Okay.
That fits. But it's a little more tenuous, but I can see how I need to make it, bring it back to my definition of what it means to be a father.
Okay. And if you had to pick out a couple of sections, what jumps out?
There's, again, that listing of noble, wise, judicious, and best knows. And there's also, he's really talking about Lady Macduff here, but an image of wild and violent seas in terms of how you make decisions. And so a metaphor for what the actions you take or don't take in life.
Okay.
That I think can do it.
Okay.
And that sounds like I could probably deal with it in the 2-minute time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Valentine.
Pleasure.